Hello and welcome to the Autism Mums podcast.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Natalie.
We're two sisters raising autistic children who know the joy, the challenges and the everyday moments.
This is a supportive space for honest conversations, practical tips, shared strength and expert advice.
Whether you're celebrating a win, surviving a meltdown or just trying to make it through the day, we're right here with you.
Join us as we share the ups, the downs, and everything in between parenting autistic children.
Today we're talking about something that so many parents of autistic children will understand, and that's why the summer holidays can feel like the hardest part of the year. We're going to talk about what's been going on in our homes this summer, from unexpected meltdowns to sleep struggles and the ripple effect of losing that familiar school routine. We'll be sharing our real life stories, the strategies that have helped, and the moments that have truly tested us. If you're navigating the ups and downs of the school holidays, you're absolutely not alone. We're right here in it with you.
One thing that's come up for us is our son has been coping so well during term time, so well at school, absolutely loving school. He's been doing so well, and it's been quite surprising how tricky he's finding the holidays. It's always a time of year that he struggles with, but he's gone from being able to cope quite well when he's stressed to not coping so well. And we're seeing aggressive behaviours again, which we haven't seen for months. So it's taken me by surprise a little bit.
What's he reacting to? What do you think is causing him the problem?
It's being out of his routine. He just wants to be at school all the time. He likes it. He just feels comfortable there. That's his routine. That's what we do Monday to Friday. And because we're out of that, it's upsetting for him.
What do the summer holidays look like in terms of structure?
We haven't got a lot of structure. It can vary because some days he needs a lot of rest in the mornings. He can be quite tired. We're going through a melatonin break at the moment, so sleep is becoming difficult. He's not going to sleep till really late now because he hasn't got anything to help him.
Can you talk about why you're having a melatonin break while we're on that?
Yeah, so that was recommended by his paediatrician because we were noticing it wasn't having such an effect anymore, which isn't, apparently your body gets used to it. So you do need to take breaks now and again for it to become effective again. So we were at that point where bedtime was taking a long time anyway, so we needed to have the break really, but now they're taking even longer. So yeah, he's not really going to bed until we go to bed, which is really quite late, so he's more tired.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of parents in the same position as you. I mean, we will be in a couple of weeks with the melatonin break. It's the most natural time to try to do that if it's something that your child takes regularly, and we're definitely going to be planning a melatonin break as well, but I'm going to wait until I'm having a week where I'm not working because I'm still needed usually to sit there till he goes to sleep and I can't work early. I usually get up quite early to get my work done so that I can take the afternoons or a lot of the afternoons with the children in the holidays. I want it to be the week that I don't have to get up early if I take that stress off. But as you say, it adds to the sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
So what kind of things have you been doing with your son?
We have to sort of gauge it. We're doing his special interests. So he likes to metal detect. He likes to go magnet fishing. He likes water sports, so paddle boarding, kayaking. So we're doing all those sorts of things. But we're having to really gauge what he can cope with during the day. Sometimes it's one activity. Sometimes he wants to be doing activities all day and all night. He's gone back to, so it used to be a daily routine of having pillow fights. When he feels hyper, he likes to have a pillow fight. It helps him to regulate and calm down. And we've gone back to that, which can be quite exhausting for us as the parents because he needs someone to do it with. He's on the trampoline an awful lot again. That needs a lot of supervision because his sister likes to go on with him, but sometimes he can get a bit too overexcited, so it needs a lot of monitoring.
It's good that he's got those outlets.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, it's nothing like it was 2 years ago, don't get me wrong, but it's just that he was doing so well. I thought actually generally he was coping quite well overall, but it's the holidays that we struggle with. And I've noticed also, so we do have play dates with friends, but I think the age that we're getting to now is some of his friends go off for play dates without their parents there. A play date with my son requires parents to be present. I definitely have to be there. So I think we're at that stage where perhaps we're not going to be the first choice because other parents have a bit more flexibility and a bit more freedom now. Their kids are getting older.
Yeah, so they have maybe friends over and then they're working or doing other things, whereas it's entertaining you, it's their time. I suppose it gets tricky, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. We've looked into activities before, and he is booked on a couple, just two, I think, in August. But again, we have to be very careful with that because he will refuse to go to them. We have to choose really carefully. And it could be we get to the day on the ones that I've booked and paid for that he can't cope and will not go. It's a gamble every time. So even though, you can find send-related activities, it's not necessarily going to be something that we can attend.
I think that the holidays do bring challenges, and we've had family down, which my son is so pleased about. He really looks forward to seeing them. However, yesterday, for example, they've got two dogs, we've got a dog. There was a lot of barking. The dogs weren't so pleased to see each other. And those noise levels, he went up to his room, his safe space, after a short while because the noise was just too much for him. So it's a lot of juggling. And then, like you, we need to pace out that interaction, what's required. Luckily, again, the family members are very understanding, very accepting. So we just have to make sure that he has a lot of downtime without having to engage with people. And then, so for example, today we're going to meet up with him at 3 o'clock, but he's had the morning to just relax from yesterday, to recharge. Managing those energy levels, I think, is what I find. I have to allow enough time. As I think I've said before, I can be very like, go, go, go. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. And I have to build in the time. And actually, it's been working quite well so far with managing those things. But we avoid doing a lot of busy events, things that might be taking place. So we've just adjusted. But I think you make those adjustments naturally, don't you, as to what your child can cope with. And we just don't do it. So one of the things we were talking about was going to a festival that's on, and that was an absolute hard no. And I knew it would be. I always like to give him the opportunity. I'm quite proud of him for being able to say no. He just wouldn't be able to access it in any way, shape, or form. So it's accepting that it looks different, but I think over time you automatically filter those things to an extent anyway and know that they're not going to work.
Yeah, that's
So
right.
I do know that there are a lot of parents in your situation too who are definitely dealing with real heightened emotions and more challenging behaviors, and that's really hard.
Yeah, and I think it's just being mindful of things like haircuts that, are often a little bit of a struggle. Now that we're in the summer holidays and he's struggling anyway, those things are going to be more of a big deal. So I'm now thinking through, well, what else have we got coming up that I can take away? Because they can just wait, those things.
Because sometimes you think, oh, we've got all this free time in the summer holidays, we'll book the haircut, we'll go to the dentist, and all those things are really challenging for our children. So whilst time-wise it might be a good idea, it might not be if they're already really struggling, really heightened.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
I was talking to one of my friends, and I think that there can be that sense that you're not doing a good job and that you're failing at this, and that can't be overestimated, really. It can feel very upsetting if your child's really struggling in the holidays and you don't know how to help, because the thing that would help a lot is this routine that's been taken away. You've said before, but it would be good if there was an option where, I don't know, if you could continue. I mean,
I
if
know, just like a reduced school or something that's just like a couple of hours in the morning. So there's that summer holiday schedule. So it can flip from a school schedule to a summer holiday schedule. And it is something that I thought, is that something that I can implement myself? But I don't think anything would really satisfy that, ra other than it would have to look very similar to how his school looks.
You have managed a quite a successful trip to Peppa Pig World.
Yes. So Those sorts of days are always a bit nerve-wracking because you think, are they going to go well or are they not? But we put in as much preparation as we possibly could. This was a day planned for our daughter's birthday. So we had been planning it for a while, and my son was aware of the plans. And actually, he was quite excited about it. We showed him some of the rides. He had been before, so he had some memories of going there about 5 years ago. And we did all the usual stuff, packed all the fidget toys and plenty of snacks and all of that. We have a blue badge, so that was really handy. We were able to park really close to the entrance, so at the end of the day, when we come back, you don't have a big long walk to the car, so that's a bonus. But actually, it went really well. He absolutely loved it. They both did. But we were there the whole day, and I really didn't think they were going to last that long, and I was, prepared to be going home early. But no, we were there when it opened until it closed. But then the shock came when we got in the car because it did not cope in the car at all. We had aggressive behaviors in the car on the way home. There was a lot of trying to manage that. I did have all the distraction techniques I usually have in the bag, but they weren't working, unfortunately. But we did get through it. Luckily, we don't live too far away.
How did you get through it? Does he just eventually calm down?
Yeah, so snacks, iPad. He got cross with the iPad, though. We put an audiobook on. I think that was the thing that actually was the distraction in the end, was the audiobook.
What do you think had been the trigger? Was it leaving the park? Was it the transition?
I think it was the transition from having such a good time at the park, and now we're going home, and he doesn't like sitting in the car, and it was going to be, an hour, just over an hour. It's that boredom. He just instantly wants to be home. Now it's done. On the way there, it's not so bad because you're looking forward to going, aren't you? But on the way home, yeah, we just want to be home now.
Yeah, that makes sense. We all need those like beam me up, Scotty badges.
Oh, yeah, that would be so good. So on the way home, snacks were a good one, and the audio book. I also put a timer on my phone. So this is quite a new thing. So with Google Maps, I do the route home so he can see the timer. And he'll often ask me, how long till we get home? How long till we get home? So now, instead of me trying to estimate it in my head, I can show him in real time. And that's helpful.
We always have the maps up too, always. My son is always looking at them to the extent that he will say to me, "It'll be quicker if you go left." And
Oh,
he
my
knows how the
goodness.
maps work far better than me. And, oh, look, there's an accident coming up. It's red there, it's orange there. But that's a really helpful visual tool. My phone will connect in the car, so it's just up there. It really helps manage that where he needs to know how long. And it's right there, isn't it?
My daughter quite enjoys it too. She thinks our address is the blue dot.
Like that.
I know, I didn't know what she was talking about. Mummy, we live at the blue dot. What?
Brilliant. Thanks so much for joining us for today's conversation. We hope that by opening up about our challenges and wins, you've perhaps picked up an idea or two that you might be able to try. However it's going, remember you're doing an incredible job. Thanks for joining us today on the Autism Mums podcast.
We hope you have found a little support, a little solidarity, and a reminder that you are not in this alone.
If you enjoyed the episode, we'd love it if you'd follow the show and share it with another parent or carer who might need to hear it.
And if you've got a story or a moment you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you at www.theautismmums.com.
Until next time, take care.